All right, go ahead.
As the blind man was sitting there by the way, he cried to Jesus for mercy that day. Jesus commanded and gave him his sight as he followed Jesus. I'm sure he cried.
Jesus passed by.
That's right.
Amen. But then Jesus passed by.
Oh, what a change in my life since Jesus passed by. Just like that blind man, I wandered alone.
Go ahead.
I was always so alone.
That's right. Woo!
But
one more minute, thank God.
Today I met him, and he made things right.
Yes, sir.
And oh,
come on, Tim.
What a difference.
Amen.
Since Jesus passed by.
Jesus passed by my. He made me more that day. Just a sinner was I, but then Jesus passed by. Oh, what a change in my life since Jesus passed by.
Amen. Thank God. Enjoy. Amen. Wasn't that good? I'll tell you what, y'all ought to do that more often. Amen. What a blessing. Somebody else got a song on your heart. How about that singing group right back there that just came in late on the back row? We know they wear these orange suits to church. You're coming to sing or something. Amen. You know what? I just scanned the crowd for it. We almost 50 people here tonight. I guess we do probably have 50. That's a blessing. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. Y'all are crazy. Get out here on a night like this. But it's good. Amen. Like the old fella said, he said, if I'm a nut, I'm screwed on the right bolt.
That's right.
Another guy said, he said, you can call us nuts, but I tell you, when us nuts are gone, you squirrels are going to have a hard time. Amen. Well, I thought I'd take just a few minutes tonight, and we're glad you're here, but I want to use common sense, and I don't want nobody wrecking or nothing. I peeped out there a minute ago, and it's still just flurrying a little bit, but once it sets in, it is probably going to be, no doubt, biggest one we've had this year. So let's take our Bible and turn to Job 37. And look at a little truth here. I preached a sermon on this several years ago, and I got thinking about it today here in Job 37. But I want to look at it a little bit different tonight and talk about why we have cold weather in wintertime. This stuff we're having now, this winter, it's just a slap in the face to global warming, isn't it? Global warming. Can you believe that? The earth goes through cycles. It always has, where you have a few warm years, a few cold years. It's always been that way. But God said, as long as there's time, there'll be summer, winter, seed time, harvest. There will always be winter.
Right.
Always. And ain't nothing men can do about it. Stop it, slow it down. The environmental movement is our enemy. It's the enemy of God. I'm telling you, that's why they voted to do that Keystone Pipeline, you know, and open up where we could drill oil from Alaska, and the president vetoed it. I don't know if anybody knows if it's going to happen or not now. Does anybody know if it's even going to happen? But he vetoed it. I don't know how strong his veto powers are. But ain't that crazy? We're scared to death we might squash a frog or something that's on the endangered species list, or kill an owl or something like that, and break our government and break our citizens financially. If we're so worried about global warming, we should put pressure on China and them other countries to make stuff. They don't do nothing. But that's proof. That's proof that it's just to break us here in America. So tonight, let's look at Job 37 and look at, if you will, look at verse 6. Job 37, verse 6. This for God, for he, God, saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. He saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. God talks to snow. He can speak snow language, and snow can understand him. God can talk dog language. He can talk fish language. He told a fish to come up there and get on that man's hook. He talked to donkey, and the donkey obeyed him. He talked to the whale. Whale went up and swallowed Jonah. He can tell a tree to fall over, brother. Right. He can tell a rock to cry out. He can tell snow, be thou on the earth, and it'll start snowing. You know when it'll snow? When God tells it to.
Right.
You know when it'll stop? When he says stop. You know what men can do about it? Nothing. Nothing. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, people say, I'm not through reading yet, so hold your place there. People say, oh, this terrible weather we're having, all that stuff. If there was a God, it wouldn't be like this. Oh, there? Yes, it would too. This just proves that the earth's under a curse. And there's a reason for cold weather. There's a reason to snow. So, you know when it'll snow? I've seen them get on the news and say, it's going to rain, it snowed. I've seen them get on there and say, it's going to snow, and it rains. I heard one man say today, Jeremy said somebody stopped, he got a storm a while ago, and a man said we're supposed to get 18 inches. It just keeps getting more and more and more, and I ain't even got here yet. Don't be surprised if we get about 2 inches. Don't be surprised. But it might be 10, might be 6. You know how much we're going to get? Every how much God says for us to get. That's how much we're going to get. Not a flake more. Somebody said, all the snowflakes are different. I don't know how you can prove that. How do they know that? You know how you can prove it? You'd have to go check every one of them. It's probably true, but I don't know how you prove it. It's just like fingerprints. Everybody's fingerprints. I'm going to read that to you in a minute. All snowflakes are different. All fingerprints are different. And God knows every one of them. God knows how many snowflakes will fall tonight. God knows how many snowflakes will fall tonight.
Yeah.
Think about that. 888,488,488,484,482 or something like that. Every one of them. Every one of them. Take one off, there's one melted. Take another off, there's another melted. God knows all that. He has all knowledge. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He can do anything. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. That's God, buddy. That's the God we worship every Sunday here at Shining Light Baptist Church. All right, look at here. He saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain, a little drizzle, and to the great rain of his strength. Here's your fingerprints. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Every man has a different print, his hands, his fingerprint. Then the beasts go into dens, like bears and stuff hibernate. Where do all you deer hunters, where do deer go when it snows? Where do they go, Brother John?
To the woods.
Well, they're already in the woods. So they don't have a house, bless their heart. So snow gets on them if it's a big snow. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? And they don't have much hair either, brother. They got thick skin, I reckon. beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Now, here's where cold weather comes from. Verse number 6. How'd they know this thousands of years ago? Out of the south cometh the whirlwind. That's where this snow's coming from. We're getting tonight out of the south. And cold out of the north. So when that cold north wind hits that southern rain, pow, and it freezes, that's when we get snow. All right? Verse 10. By the breath of God, frost is given. And the breadth of the waters is straightened. That's how come it frost. God breathes. Also by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsel, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. Now, here's why God lets it snow and the ground freeze. Are you ready? Verse 13. He causeth it to come for three reasons, whether for correction or for the land or for mercy. That's three reasons God lets it snow and get really, really cold. He does it for correction. Now, if we were to take this and apply it to us spiritually, which I'd like to do tonight, we all have, you know, I believe that God lets us go through different seasons, cold, warm, hot, cool, because that's how life is. Life, we go through seasons. Marriages, you go through seasons. You go through seasons where everything's going good, you're just getting along, everybody in the family's healthy, you're happy, making good money, but then it gets wintertime. One of the kids gets sick, or you lose your job, or there's a cancer. All homes go through wintertime. Wintertime. I was looking outside today, and you know we have a swimming pool out behind the house, and it was all frozen ice out there and everything. And I thought, I cannot imagine getting out there and sitting out there and sweating. Can't imagine it. But it's coming. Warm weather's coming again. If the Lord don't come first, it's going to get hot again. Now that's the way your life is. Sometimes it's freezing cold. Sometimes you think, dear Lord, I'm not going to make it. Dear Lord, this is never. If you didn't know the Bible, if you hadn't lived a while and you looked out there, you'd think it ain't never going to get warm again. But after you lived a while, you think it will, it will. It seems like it ain't, but it will. And that's the way life is, y'all. Don't get discouraged. If you're going through wintertime and it's dark at your house, I'm talking about spiritually, and it seems like you can't get your prayers answered, and it just seems like God's a million miles away, can I give you some encouragement tonight? Lift up your head and shout and say, glory to God, summertime's coming back. It is. Summertime's coming. Just as sure as God's in heaven, just as sure as we go around the sun and rotate, summertime is coming back again. Thank God for that. It don't stay winter. You know, like one fellow said, he said, if you're in the valley, just shout, because you can't have a valley without two mountaintops, one behind you and one in front of you. So if you're in the valley, you're heading up toward the mountain. Thank God. Thank God. He lets it come for correction. You know what? Old Jonah, he was going with this one time, and the Lord says, you know what you need? Jonah said, I'm going to run this way. And the Lord said, you need a little winter time, buddy. Slapped him in the belly of the fish. You know what he told Peter? You need some winter time, Peter. And he got backslid and got messed up. And he said, you know what he done? You know how he done the Tower of Babel all the way through the Bible? When they got out of line, he sent winter time. Sometimes God lets winter time come to correct us. He lets us go through hard times to correct us. It's for correction. That's what the Bible said in Job there. God has to give you hard, cold weather. And then sometimes it's for his land. It's for his land. What does that mean? They say, you gardeners can help me in this tonight. Cold weather is actually good for the land. Anybody that plants a garden says it's better. It goes deep down in there and freezes, kills bugs. Does all kinds of things, makes the crop better next year. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've ever been noticed it, but I remember the first time I ever went to Michigan, where they have long, cold winters, snow that deep. We think we got a snow. Up in Boston, I think they had 70 inches in the last 30 days. 70 inches of snow in 30 days. That's that deep, man. And we ain't got no winter compared to what them people got. Their cars, they ain't found their cars in 2 or 3 weeks. And you know what? First time I went to Michigan, I'll never forget going out in the yard, and I was walking around out there where I was staying, and the grass was really, really soft. They had the softest grass. I said, what kind of grass y'all have here? I'm going to plant that down where I live. And they said, well, it's such and such, such and such. And then I went to Florida, and the grass out there in their yard will almost cut your feet. It's real stiff. And you know why? It's hot down there all the time. They don't have winter. That soil up there, and the tomatoes they grow up there, old Brother Derek, he claims every year he's got the best tomatoes of anybody, and he'll bring me, he'll bring me some. I say, yeah, but your tomatoes ain't no good this year. He'll say, I'll bring you some. That's okay. Bring them, I'll try them out. And he brings me tomatoes. He's probably watching right now, but I get him to bring me some tomatoes, and they are good, but they say, I don't know if I can prove this or not, but they have better tomatoes up north because the ground. And he does it for the land. The Lord does it for the land. Many a time, I've had people sit in my office and sit there and put their head down like that and bawl their eyes out and say, Brother Danny, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm thinking I'm going to kill myself. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I say, you know what? It's winter time. It's winter time at your house. And then I've seen them come in holding hands, shouting, smile on their face, glory to God, hallelujah. It's springtime. And I've seen them, prayers answered, people get saved, that's summertime. And then I've seen them sort of having a few problems, that's fall. And then bad stuff happen, that's winter. It gets winter time for everybody, y'all. If you ain't having winter time tonight, enjoy your summer, because winter's coming. And if you are having winter time tonight, hang on, keep looking up, because summertime's coming. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Well, he does it for his land, or for correction, or for mercy. Sometimes God's blessing is in us going through hard times. Like, for example, Joseph's brothers, they sold him into slavery, right? And they sold him into slavery, and he said, no. And they put him down in this pit, and when they put him down in that pit, the Midianites came and they sold him, and he left and went out that way. And Joseph thought, it's the end of the world, it's the end of the world, it's the end of the world. And his daddy was home crying. Wintertime coming, buddy. And Joseph got down there in Egypt and got accused of trying to rape the king's wife. What's his name's wife? And he said, she accused him of rape because she's an old wicked hussy and he wouldn't date her. And she accused him of trying to rape her, and they put him down in the dungeon. And he thought, Lord, I mean, it got 5-0. It got 5-0. What's the matter? That's okay. Then he needs to die. And you know what? I put him in stink bug hell. That's where they all need to go. Do you know what? Joseph's down there and he's saying, it's winter time. It's winter time. God, you forgot me. God, you forgot me. God, please. God, please. I've been there, ain't you? Ain't you been down where you looked up and said, God, what in the world? God, it can't get no worse. God, why am I having to go through this? God, I can't find you. God, please. You think you're going to die. You think you can't make it. You think, what in the world? The whole time the Lord was watching and the grass was starting to grow again. And then he got out of prison and he got exalted. And then next thing you know, his brothers come down there to buy corn. And the next thing you know, he revealed himself to his brothers. And the next thing you know, and you know what he told them? He said, you sent me down here for evil, but God meant it for good. See, so God let him go through that winter time so he'd be a better man and wound up feeding his family. Winter time is for correction and for mercy and for the land. God let him go through winter time. Me and Kelly was witness this woman's testimony. And I'm telling you, I don't know what this girl's name was. Y'all ought to look her up. It's Debbie George or something like that. Deborah. I'm telling you what, I thought I had heard some women that can talk. This woman, she rattled off 15 minutes and didn't get a breath. told her how she got saved, and it was good. Brother Fred, you would enjoy her testimony. She's a soul winner. And talking about winning people, Lord, out in the parking lot. She didn't hush. Good night, that lady could talk. She'd talk the ears off a jackrabbit. It ain't no wonder she could win souls. You'd say, yes, if you'll hush, I'll do anything. I'll just save anything if you'll leave me alone. I mean, she could talk. I believe her name is Deborah George. You can maybe you can look her up, y'all. But she evidently is in a Pentecostal church or something like that from her testimony. But she got saved. She got saved. And she said when she got saved, she's trying to live right and read the Bible and everything. And she said she married a man of God. Her husband was a man of God. Everything was going great. And then he left her for another woman. And she said it like killed her. And she went on, and she said she ministers to people, and she helped people, and she talks to people. And you know why? That winter time she went through made her produce better fruit in the long run. And she's helping people now she could never helped if she hadn't went through winter. Winter. Winter time. I'm talking major winter. You marry a man of God, and then you come home one day and he says, I don't love you, and he takes off with another woman. And you know what she said she did? She said she wrote that other woman a letter and told her she'd forgive her and wanted things right between her. That's a Christian there, buddy. That's a Christian. Lady run off with your husband, and you write her a letter and forgive her and tell her you're praying for her and prayed for their ex-husband, and she's going on for God. You know what? She went through winter, but it made her better the next year. This cold weather we're having now will make us have better weather and crops, and they say kill the bugs and everything else. I don't know about all that, but it's for better. It takes a deep freeze to open up the earth for the moisture to get down in there and kill insects so we won't have as many bugs next year. Now, this is my observance. I don't know if this is true or not. Another thing you'll notice about cold weather is all the birds fly south. Thank God. Get them out of here for a while. If birds are a picture of demons, maybe the demons will leave you alone a little while. I don't know. I don't know if that's right or not. But birds fly south and when it's really, really, really cold. And then another thing is, the more severe the winter, the better the crop will be next year. The flowers will bloom. Them little March flowers are going to start popping out in another couple of weeks. You'll see a little blade of green grass. Next thing you know, when you're driving in our road here, you'll see a few little green leaves on the bushes. Look like that right there. And summer is coming back. Now, I want to say to you tonight, I know there's a lot of you here, the bus workers, Miss Vicki, John, whoever else in here, Dottie, Scott, worked in the bus ministry, Kelly, Miss Desi, all y'all, Danny, whoever else helps in the bus ministry at all, anytime. Winter's here, but thank God summer's coming. Amen. I want to see them buses full again, don't you? Amen. Amen. Don't give up. Somebody said this. Said, help me to see sunshine through rain. What I count loss may somehow be gain. Help me to sing when I want to cry, knowing that thou art standing by. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop right there and give you a chance to say something, and we'll go ahead and try to get you out of here. I don't know what it's doing, but anybody want to say something right there about winter time in your life and how you made it through and how things are better now? Anybody? Right quick. All right. Let's stand, please, tonight. Now, we are going visiting Saturday morning. It's supposed to be in the 40s. Friday and after tomorrow, bad weather's over for a while. 60 degrees Monday, and the roads will be fine Saturday. So we'll do just like we planned, hit the bus route Saturday. We'll meet here at 9:30. Come and go with us. We're looking forward to it. Amen.